And welcome to this Weeblings User Group. Today is
cold,
very cold. It's January 15, 2009.
12 below, now by the sign.
12 below. And it is
dropping.
Dropping.
Rapidly.
Rapidly dropping. And we have seven people here.
Yep, cheese curds are on the menu tonight.
Cheese curds are on the menu. Everything, cheese curds are flying all over the place.
Hope my computer doesn't freeze up.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. We should worry about that. How are we doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Just fine.
Yep.
Okay, shall we go with our, it might not be a very long meeting because we are only six people, so 2 minutes fame, and that would be about 12 minutes, and then short newsletter, that's going to be another 12 minutes, and then we go home.
All right.
So who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Gary's my name. Let's see, I got a new computer. Put it all together and it worked perfect. I turned it on, no smoke, no nothing. So that was wonderful. It's a AMD 4 core, and I noticed that when I start up a program or something, I have music playing and I start up a program, the music doesn't stop for the most part. There must be some advantage to having four processors, or it's a lot faster, one of the two.
That means that you are a music lover then.
Well, you know, I like to have some background tunes going.
Yes.
And so, pretty impressed. Learned a lot of stuff, and I don't know what else. Thanks, Byron, for helping me along the way. Learned a lot. Man, I couldn't believe the amount of features these motherboards have on them. When you get like a real motherboard, that's amazing. I read the book, and it's like there's page after page of just this.
Did it put you to sleep?
No, well, some of it got a little too technical, but for the most part, you know, start to see how these guys are overclocking their computers and all that stuff, so.
Intel used to didn't like that you were overclocking, but I guess that at some point decided it's okay.
Well, this is an AMD.
Yeah.
I think they finally realized that if people overclock and then they do it wrong, they burn up their processors.
So they get more. they get more, yes.
Sure. You can actually push your processor to the point where you can wreck it, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, in most...
There's a great demonstration at TomsHardware.com where it shows, like, there's this video where it shows what happens to certain processors when you pull off the fan and the heat sink. And it's like, you know, the difference...
Oh, they call it chipping, where, like, it...
Right, it gives a demonstration about how hot these chips run. And like almost all of the AMDs in that demonstration of that particular model, it was before, I think it was the Athlon XP series, that like they lift it off and then almost instantaneously smoke comes up from the processor.
I think this processor was supposed to be for kitchen, so I wanted to have it over easy, so you turn your, unplug your...
Yeah, actually all the processors have overheat protection. But the thing was that they create so much heat that just taking the fan off like that, or the entire heat sink off like that, they heat up faster than the heat protection can protect them.
I think they call it the heat envelope or something like that.
Oh, I see. It probably takes a while for the heat to diffuse over to the sensor. Right. At that time, it was too late.
Yep. Yeah, it's already smoking.
Because the little part or the...
Don't start up your processor without a heat sink.
No, and even they said on there, they said if you take the heat sink off, you need to put the goo on.
Reapply.
Boy, those heat sinks are pretty cool nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a big fan and these copper tubes running through it. I don't know if they got some coolant in them or what, but man,
they're just a heat pipe.
What is in a heat pipe?
It's basically copper, it sucks the heat away.
It's a big hunk of metal. There's no mechanical components whatsoever.
Oh, it's just a piece of copper then.
It's a piece of copper that's designed specifically to have as much surface area as possible. So
okay.
As much connection between air around it and,
I think
the metal itself.
The copper is meant to pull the heat away from the...
Right.
Up
and
to
then
the aluminum.
Aluminum disperses the heat better. Copper transfers the heat better, which is why it's copper to aluminum.
Sometimes they're all copper.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That's probably the more expensive ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even the video card has pretty much the same stuff. And the neat thing is, too, now the fans ramp way down. I mean, to the point where you can't even hear them.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the old fans always ran at one speed, but the power supply
was
all.
Yes, it was loud.
The only speed.
Yeah, and that's exactly what.
Tell me about it. I want to unplug mine.
So that was one of the reasons I actually bought the video card. I did, because everybody was saying how nice and quiet it was. And
so what is your power usage?
Sitting there with the monitor on. Well,
just don't come monitor.
Let's see. Just so it would be.
I don't.
Not very much. It's 40. It's 120 minus 40 minus 30. So what's that?
Confused me. Minus 70.
I'm just subtracting off my modems. My modems and all the crap running in the back take 40 watts. So it takes 50 watts sitting there doing nothing.
That's not bad when you consider the other stuff is just.
Well, 40 watts all for all the other junk, the sound box and the router and the modem and what else is on there, the printer and a few other things. That just takes 40 just sitting there doing nothing.
Or do you have a kilowatt?
Yeah. Then the monitor takes 30 watts. So, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Because when I bought the one for a server, that was supposed to be ultra power efficient. It was 40 watts.
Yeah. So that, have you done anything with that that tickless power management stuff? I was going to take a look at that because that was in the newsletter maybe like a month ago.
I think it's supposed to be coming in a kernel, but I don't think that.
It might be in the kernel. It's probably not turned on by default.
Yeah, at some point they will.
Because they say that the kernel has an interrupt every like 4 milliseconds or something.
Actually, what I can say that the kernel 20.27 has better power management, so maybe it is already implemented. I think that battery life lasts much longer.
That was that tickless stuff, right?
That's part of it.
Okay. Where they must turn off the interrupt. I think the tick is like an interrupt, isn't it?
Yes.
I did take it from upstairs into my basement with my laptop. So I had time to plug it in before it died anyway.
That's how you measure power.
So I think that's one tick, actually. Go from upstairs down, that's one tick. Cool.
All right, so that was the extent of my week, and I'm actually starting to learn something out of this damn group.
Oh well, the gas that you spend on going back and forth, get something out of it.
Yeah, no, but it is kind of fun putting these computers together, and kind of getting the whole thing figured out a little bit. Yeah. Not that I have it all figured out.
It's like my ghetto project. You know, you take the fan and then magnets and it. Then you plug it in some power source and then start spinning,
Sure.
It's kind of fun, yeah. Yeah.
So, Byron helped me a lot. Byron's kind of my man on the phone when I get stuck or when I got questions. I give him a call.
Yeah.
He's always got the answer. I'll have to say that.
I got some answer.
Is it right answer?
Yeah,
right.
You know what? I will say one thing about Byron. If he knows the answer, he tells you it, and it's always right. If he doesn't know it, he'll say, I don't really know. He doesn't make up some baloney like.
Did he send you the bill yet?
Or? No, I haven't got any bills
yet. You are moving too fast. Aren't
he's going to be a relative here.
You know,
in 6 months,
you don't send the bill until the end, because otherwise, you're not racking up the points.
Good point. Well, I guess that's my 6 minutes of fame.
Cool. Very nice. What did I do? I don't know what did I do. On Tuesday I was sick for one day, and I don't feel, I mean, I feel okay, just don't try to sing too much. And actually then I needed to do a newsletter, so I don't know which kind of newsletter I put out. But I didn't do really anything, I don't think that I did anything for Linux that much. Then a little later maybe we can discuss, I came upon a few interesting things, so maybe then between here and the newsletter we can talk about. That would be about it.
All right. I found an interesting little program, and I had looked at this program before, and it just kind of blew it off. It's like, whatever, it's not really that cool. But I got to looking at it again, and it's actually a lot cooler than I thought. It's called Quooks. It's a circuit simulator. Do you have internet? I don't have internet.
I do.
How'd you get internet?
Because I'm good.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it's like a spice program.
QUCS. Yes, but it's graphical.
CS. project, Universal Circuit Simulator. This is what it is?
Yeah, see if you can get some screen...
Reference. Doc screenshots here.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that what it is?
So what you can do is you make your circuit, and then it'll actually simulate it and allows you to actually get the output from the circuit.
Wow.
So it'll give you like amps and volts at any point in this the circuit over time.
So you already did something?
Yep, I made a little voltage dimmer. Ooh. Actually.
So if I get you my ghetto project, you can simulate it over there.
Yes.
It has one fan, one rheostat, and one power supply, and that's it.
Yep. So yeah, you could actually take all the different components, put them in here, and you could simulate it, run it, and you can be sure with about 80% accuracy that that's what it'll really do.
That's nice. Actually, it's really nice if you can actually see that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's always the making sure that it works.
Is this your circuit here?
That's their example circuit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
No,
it's what's your circuit for?
It's a light dimmer for a 120 volt light.
Why don't you go buy one?
Home automation.
That would be too easy.
I don't want to hook it up to a potentiometer. I want to hook it up to a microcontroller.
Oh, okay.
And then hook up a wireless module to that, so you can control the light, the amount of, or the dimming.
You go way too far for a clapper.
So it's a new version of the clapper, kind of.
Well,
yeah. Clapper with the dimmer.
Was looking at that X10 stuff, and the X10 sends a signal over the power lines. And I got to looking at how they actually do that, and it's just kind of, you know, half put together. I'm amazed it even works. And the like throughput is horrible. You can get, 120 bits a second through on.
So they're just modulating something onto your power line? And
pretty much it just puts spikes at every cross.
What platform
but
does
this,
it run on?
If you do this with wireless, you know, I found like a little wireless chip that's only like $5. And you can hook that up to a microcontroller. And you do that, then you can have wireless, you can put it wherever you want.
So control from your computer then.
Yeah, right. Don't have to worry about any of that X10 stuff because you got
then
weird
you would
issues.
Write like a Java program?
Probably a C program. Yeah, that's probably want to talk directly because I've got a circuit that will detect as a USB device. So I can write a driver for that USB device and then I can just interface directly with that. And that can be my output.
I thought you have to interface with the wireless card.
Well, it wouldn't be like a standard wireless. It's on its own frequency.
Oh, I thought you were just going to control it with the wireless card on the computer.
Interfacing with that is actually pretty tough and expensive.
It is.
Yeah. You're not going to get one of those for $5.
Oh,
those
will
be $70 to $80.
So it's some other little simpler version, you might say. Okay.
So you got a RPM from here?
Actually, it was in a repository.
It was in a repository?
Yep.
Cool.
So, yeah, I ran it through, and I actually did a simulation. Let's see if I got a simulation. It's kind of difficult because
difficult to use the program?
Well, it's not difficult to use the program. It was difficult to get the simulation to actually work properly because the two of the components that I used aren't easily simulated.
An SCR?
It's actually a TRIAC. Two SCRs for AC. But so the simulator kind of glitches out on the crossings. But if you play around with it a little bit, you can get the simulation to go. And if you're not using those special components, you can get full simulation of your circuit.
Nice.
And I already know this part works. So what I'll do is I'll wipe that part out, do the other part, make sure it plugs into this part properly.
Nice.
So that's what I was playing with.
Nice.
Fun stuff.
I'll stick it in the newsletter next week.
Yep, it turned out to be a lot better than I thought it was because I had looked at it before and it just, I don't know why, I just didn't think that it was that powerful.
Well, we are glad you and us did correct the voltage.
It's not adjusting, this is the actual.
The other thing, have you ever seen that site with a fantastic contraption?
Oh.
Have you seen that? My wife's addicted to that damn thing now.
What is that?
Oh, I got somebody at work addicted to.
What do you call it, a game? What would you call it?
Physics game, actually.
Oh man, type it in. You I don't know. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
WWW, or I'm not sure if that's the official name.
Fantastic.
Contraption.
You know where that site originally came from? It came from Tom.
Fantastic contraption. Right, yeah. Online physics.
Yeah. Game. Click on that bad boy. And then you make these contraptions to deliver this little pink ball.
It didn't go anywhere.
Another video is down at the bottom.
Yeah, see those two boxes?
These? Hold on, it's going. The site's slow because 50 billion people are trying to play it right now.
And it's flash.
Yeah, it's flash. So you'll have to
go to cash.
Whatever. That might work.
What does that even mean when they have that cash thing?
Oh, I don't have a.
Oh, you gotta turn your flash on.
Hang on.
It when it reads out of the cache, it doesn't actually go out to the real site. It goes to.
It's a Google site.
Yeah, it goes to Google, and Google kept track of the page.
Oh.
Any other links actually then not connected to original site?
You gotta hit the play over there on the left.
Yeah, you might not want to go through. There it goes. Okay.
Start here.
So anyway, well, you tell about it, Byron. You're the master of this thing.
The pink ball, you can only build in that rectangle right there, and you have to get that pink ball over to the goal. And up on top, you've got powered wheels that turn clockwise, counterclockwise.
Oh, is that what he was saying the other time?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can connect them with water rods and wooden rods.
You were saying that somebody did it like you built this big thing and somebody built it.
Where do you see the ones that people build? Is that the forum?
You actually have to complete one.
Oh,
you
can
do it.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Maybe I can post. Well, I can't have. My internet's not working.
Well, my wife spent the whole afternoon on this damn site now.
Use a yellow wheel.
Yellow wheel.
Drag it down onto the thing.
Click OK first on the. You're in the tutorial, so it's.
Oh, we need to get out of this. There you go. So pull that thing down. There you go. Good job.
Thanks. Excellent.
There, now I'll hit start.
I'm doing so good.
There, see, you, that was it. That's the extent of the game.
Ah.
You've succeeded.
Okay. Fantastic.
It gets real complicated. I mean, they've got ones with valleys you got to build a thing to get over, and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it starts off simple, but I mean, really, that's how they. You know, get you. You start, this is simple, this is a little tough, okay, I'll work on it, and eventually it gets to the point where you're sitting there playing it for 2 hours on a level, and you don't realize, I just spent 2 hours trying to figure out how to do this.
Okay, I'll stick it here, too.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm not much into that kind of stuff, but actually I got into that thing a little bit, so I guess there's something for everybody out there.
Yes, well, it's an intro one.
Yeah.
You can say you're in a trap.
Yes, and then send him to other people. No, you can save him. You can save him as a number.
Cool. How about you, Eric?
Nothing of consequence.
Okay. Any open source movies?
No.
Okay. No, we are glad to hear that.
Somebody at work, though, may have a source for like 500, so.
Oh, open source.
I'm going to have to.
Buy another hard drive to be a good backup site.
Actually, I was looking into
open source movies, and it was is it Valkyrie? They're making an open source movie. It's called Valkyrie, I think it is. And what they're doing is basically they had some film students and they shot the scenes, most of the scenes of the movie, and now they're open sourcing the cutting of it, the cleaning up, the digitizing, all that stuff.
Actually, I heard about that kind of concept. There was something about Linux. It was, I don't remember it right now, but it was the same thing that actually somebody shot single shots or did the work, and people were supposed to go there and put it together and cut it and create a movie from it.
Yeah, I think they've been working on it for a little while. It's still, they need people to do stuff, but yeah. It sounds kind of cool.
So if you, let's say, don't have the shots and you try to work with a tool, That's a great way to actually do that.
Yeah. So, otherwise, yeah, nothing much.
So you will start buying the music from Apple iTunes when they DRM free them?
No, I don't buy music anymore. Because music industry ticked me off. I don't touch music anymore.
Because they embed all your personal info in that as a watermark.
No, music industry sucks.
In general,
there's nothing good out there. There's nothing good from the mainstream music industry. So.
They don't let me download the songs I want to download.
Yep.
Any songs that are over about 12 or 13 minutes, they don't let you download for 99 cents. Go figure, eh?
Because it takes more for bandwidth.
Yeah, they don't get their money's worth out of it because they're getting, you know, 40 minutes worth of song for 99 cents.
So none of the thick as a brick from...
and their new tiered pricing
model. Jethro Tull. So how about that? So first, Steve Jobs had a hormonal imbalance, and right now, he announced that he's taking 6 months off because it is more serious than hormonal imbalance.
He's not in good shape. Then that was like,
everybody.
Would that be a cancer?
Well, he's had a cancer,
and that's supposedly a really bad one too.
That's what the rumor is. That's been in and out of the news for years. Is Apple a good investment anymore? Is Steve Jobs isn't at the realm because he's such a gung ho, it's my way or the highway kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Is it a worthwhile company to invest in? And also just stock questions and everything. Yeah.
Now's the time to buy.
Yeah.
Right now, today.
Is the time to buy for everything.
I know. I mean, unless you really think that Apple's going to go under because Steve Jobs isn't there, now you should go buy Apple stock because it's way low.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to hold on my purchasing. I need to sell my house first before I can buy the Apple stock.
There you go.
Not anymore.
Sell for sale?
Oh, no. That's a bad joke.
By the way, if anyone's interested in buying houses, there's awesome, awesome deals out on several foreclosure sites. I was browsing those from a news article. But there's a lot of houses that are going for less than $50,000 in the Eau Claire area that people lost because of their foreclosures on their mortgages. And so, if you have cash, you can go put like
it's got to go to the sheriff's site.
When we talk about it, there's a website. It's
good luck getting a loan.
Linux.com, and that website actually didn't get updated for. It used to be a pretty good site. They got a lot of good info, and they are not updated since.
January 16th.
How did you do
that? No.
How did you do that?
No.
What does the site do?
It was
just Linux in general.
It was document articles. It was about Linux,
And so it's kind of like your newsletter.
Yeah, it was one of the sites for the newsletter. And so here on the first, they got this funny notice here, and they are saying that. We are not going to update this side for right now because we don't know what is going on. And then, I heard about it, but I didn't pay attention. And today I was curious, so I started to read about it. And they used to have one editor. His name was Robin Miller, I think, or something like that. And then people are actually, you know, going after, you know, what is going on. He posted actually that he lost his job, and he's losing his house, and he's worried about health insurance. And that actually brings it home. You know, you hear about people who you know, they foreclose because of XYZ, and you're saying, you know, I don't know these people, you know, it really doesn't bother me. And then you have this person who you were reading articles from, and, you know, he is actually going through stuff like that, so kind of brings it back home. So that it is probably something to be concerned about, you know. So it's just on a happy note.
All right,
let's keep on moving.
Let's get some cheap houses.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I will say about this simulation, the only thing is it sucks memory. And
you have plenty.
It is slow.
Yep.
No, I don't have plenty. I have 2 gigs.
Well, that was plenty 2 years ago. It was like, oh, wow, I lost a bit. We have two more people coming here.
Oh,
lost a bit.
I wasn't
right
either. I was right.
Well,
since you lost it on my account, I think
you split it with $150. Okay. Sounds like
that. Wow. Right. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Did you guys break down or go to the ditch?
Yeah, Carl wouldn't start. We had a walk.
Really?
Oh, good idea. It warms you up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm glad you made it here.
We are too.
You know, you can stay for 15 minutes and then start going back.
We'll probably stay for about 45 minutes.
Okay, probably for that. If you behave, then you can.
It's like working. It was going so well.
Yes, it was going so well. Cool. How about Mr. Family Man?
Oh, yeah. I've got a company in Kansas. Mom's doing a couple of weeks. That's the work time. Turn around next to, you know, 50 pounds in front of you, and then repeat your normal job. Yes, she's kind of tired. Lee was pretty quiet, so I came up with it. She's tired of it.
Well, we are glad to have you here. Thank you.
Linux-wise, I haven't played with a whole lot of this.
Well, you found specification of one tick. From upstairs to a basement without...
Oh, yes, I did discover that measurement unit. So,
beautiful.
I was talking earlier that, you know, I realized I must have improved the memory management kernel because I can make it from upstairs to a basement. Well, my battery died, so it's better off.
Yeah.
How long does the laptop battery last? I mean, 2 years or three? Or
it's not very good.
I usually hear about one. I think mine made it 6-7 months, maybe.
Wow, that's it, huh?
And then it died down to 20 or 30 minutes, and it just swung.
So it just kind of ramps down?
Yeah, right now it's been on about 3, 4, 5 minutes for the last year, I think.
So okay.
Eventually it'll just not be good at all.
So you pretty much plug it in, and that's
yeah,
the way it is.
Yeah, I said plug it in, maybe plug it in.
That's your UPS, you know? When power goes down for 20 seconds, it'll keep it.
You're okay. What does the battery cost? I don't even know.
Well, my laptop's 3 years old, and I might as well buy a battery.
This would be $150.
So battery's plus closer to
Well, we went to battery plus, and those batteries are not that good.
Really?
Yes.
Mine's been working for about 2 years now.
So maybe it is from model to model. Well, it depends on your mileage may vary.
Yeah.
Apple released their new 17-inch MacBook Pro, and they were telling a lot about the advancements in battery technology that they made there.
Got it up to 19 minutes?
They're claiming that it can last up to 8 hours, a full workday, without a recharge. And they also figured out a way to regulate the voltage that's going to the battery itself so that, you know, the current isn't constantly being charged through the battery, through the power to the batteries constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a way that they found out to regulate the voltage going to the batteries themselves. And they're saying that, you know, it can last to up to 1,000 full charges, which is a
about 3 times the average of most batteries on the market today.
Because I think that actually in Linux you have your min and max point. So if your battery is charged up to, let's say, 95%, and you plug it in, and let's say your max point when it starts charging is 94%, it will actually not be charging. You know, so you have your, and it actually doesn't go, it doesn't slam it, and then your cycle is less.
Well, there's always the battery management error issue that you run into a lot too, which is like, you know, it's like, you know, for every percentage of time, forget the way that the math works out, but it's like for as much time as you spend with your battery fully charged and it's plugged in, you know, there's like 1% less of the battery that's fully usable because the system thinks that it's charged, but the difference in the current actually makes it not charged.
Yes.
And so eventually you'll get it to a point where it'll say it's 99% charged, and you unplug it, and then within 30 seconds it says warning, battery critically low, and then it turns off.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds
so
like
every couple of hours I need to unplug it and plug it back in.
Absolutely. For 2 seconds. For one cycle, one tick.
So what they should do is when you plug into the power, it should sense that flip a little relay.
I think that was actually one of the concepts that Apple was trying to make.
Either that or they could just embed a Stirling engine into them.
You know, one thing,
you would make all that
why just don't put a radioactive reactor in there?
Nuclear batteries, why not?
Yeah.
One way that they use to recondition batteries is they put a high voltage spike to it temporarily.
That's NiCadS though, isn't it?
I think it's pretty much most of them. They get that same issue where the metal kind of corrodes and you get these like tendrils or whatever.
Tentacles like that.
I think they're tendrils that come out of the different plates in the battery and they make contact.
Sure.
So when you run one quick high voltage spike, as long as those tendrils are small enough, then it'll completely blast those away.
Yeah, sort of like when you put the chicken over the gas burner.
Absolutely. It'll blast it away.
Exact same thing. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.